of the film. Okay? Doubles density. It means the picture becomes twice as dark. Okay? If this goes up 15%. Whatever that is. 60 plus 15% goes up to 69 or whatever that is. Okay? If the KVP goes down by 15%, then the density is reduced by can I put half? Can I put a can I put a fraction on the board?
Sure.
Oh, I know, I hate these, but
wait, by half.
Yeah, by 50%. I want to say that. Alright. This is what happens when you change the KV, up or down. And if you're going to change it up or down, you only change it by that much. You only make changes of 15%. Okay? You want to take an x-ray at 60 kV and say, I think I'm going to take another one at 61 kV. Because it won't make any difference. It's got to be 15%. Okay? Because it's going to balance out with the density and how you can change it with the mass. Okay? So if you're going to change it, you're going to change it by 15%, either up or down, one way or the other. That's the rule. That's the law. That's your life, 15%. Okay. That makes sense? We've said this before, right? Maybe?
Yeah.
Heard this before? Is this the like ninth time you've heard this? Today, maybe? Okay. Alright, so we need to know how to do this. Okay? Alright. Now, if the KV density is the how dark the film is, the overall darkness of the film. That's what density means. It's not the physics, you know, that we thought of it's dense. This is optical density. It should be optical. Density that you can see. Okay? And you probably have heard of an optical density number. An optical density number? That there's a value that you can give to this darkness?
Oh, you mean like on windows and cars, you can't have so much light as to pass through.
Are you asking for a specific number?
Yes, I'm asking for a specific number.
Like 5? Yes, an optical density of 5?
3, 1, 1.
All right.
15.
All right. For you to see, for your human eye, I know you see this image.
32 shades of gray.
For you to see this, there has to be a certain amount of density there to see this abdomen x-ray, right? Okay. Any density there?
No.
So you gotta have some. See something.
So you're talking about the 32 shades of gray?
No.
No.
That's basketball. Third one flavor.
Whatever.
All right. So there has to be some darkness to see something, right?
Okay.
And there's a range from too light to too dark.
Okay.
So that this optical density has to be somewhere between 0.25 to 2.5.
Between what? 0.25
to... Or maybe I don't know what this is.
Multiplied by 10.
To 2.5. It has to be somewhere in there for you to be able to see this image. Okay? If the optical density, like right here, where whatever this is, I don't know, this gonadal shielding or whatever that's on here, right there.
Isn't that bladder contrast?
Well, that's a funky looking bladder.
I don't know. John said it was.
Maybe it is. It's strange looking.
density there, right? It's white, okay? I don't see anything but a white something there. There's nothing there, okay? So the density right here gets less than 0.25.
Okay.
Because I can't see anything, okay? If I just barely start to see some area that's just barely there, that's 0.25. If I get to the point where it's now black, it's more than 2.5. So there's like a range. There's an optical density range somewhere. It has to be somewhere in that range to see it. If it's less than 0.25, there's nothing there. And if it's more than 2.5, it's now black. And if it's nothing there, you can't see anything. And if it's black, you can't see anything. It's got to be somewhere in between. You ever heard this, these numbers before?
Is that like the latitude?
Kind of like the latitude, yes.
I thought latitude was
technique.
I thought latitude was a range.
All right. Question. All right. If you took this picture, this radiograph, there's a little machine, a little device called a densitometer. You heard of the densitometer?
Yes.
That you can measure the light coming through here in any one place, and it will give you a number. It will give you a value for that density, okay? For whatever it would be. And the lighter it is, the number gets smaller. And the darker it is, the number gets bigger. Okay? Well, you could, if you were to take this of all of these areas on this film, and you used a little densitometer and gave every different little color a number, a value, you could give it a value, a numeric value for that density. And if you can see it, then it's got to be somewhere between there and there. Okay? Well, you could take these numbers and, well, what?
You were a median and a...
No.
Oh.
You could plot them on a graph.
Oh.
You could graph them.
Oh.
Don't panic. Just listen. Just panic. Don't panic. All right. So if I had this, I could say that there is this value from like zero. We'll say this is zero. Okay? And we'll say that up here is 4. Okay? So somewhere in here is this range that I can see the film, because it's somewhere between, so if like here is 2, and here is 3, and here is 1, and here is 0, then a quarter of the way up, 0.25, I can, this is 0.25, I can start to see things, and if I get up to 2.5, that's as, that now it's as dark as it can be, and I can still see it. So when you x-ray things, and you take all of those different values for all those different densities on that, you can plot it, and it's going to go, you can have a plot that kind of goes like this. Something like that. For all these darknesses, you've given a value for every one. Well, you can only see between there and there. That's 0.25. That's 2.5. This is too dark. It's black. This is too light. There's not enough density to even see. Here's an H and D curve. Log E curve. You would often work. Okay. All right. Well, you could take an X-ray that had lots of, if it was, you've heard of the scale, short scale, long scale.
Yes.
If it was long scale, and here was white, and here is black, and there's every shade of gray in between, there's going to be lots of dots. It might even be like that, because I'm putting them all in there. But what if I had a scale that was short scale, that didn't have that many shades of gray between black and white, it would go like, if you drew a curve, and if I plotted these plots and drew it and connected them with a curve, I could have a curve that goes like this. If I had a curve like that on this graph, you could say that that's a long scale with a gradual slope that has a wide latitude of different values, because I can see anything from there all the way to there. Right? Because this is 0.25 and this is 2.5. There's a lot of colors there. But what if I had a short scale that had just almost black and white? Curve would be like this. Here's white, there's black. There's practically nothing there. So you could get a steep curve or a gradual curve. This would be short scale. This would be long scale. Does that make sense?
Scale the same as like a low latitude?
A short scale would be a narrow latitude. And a long scale would be a wide latitude.
Got it.
Got it? Yeah. Kind of? So this...
I'm not going to count on that.
15%. So either you're going to have a curve that's like this, or you're going to have a curve that's like this. One that's steep, that's short scale, narrow latitude. One that's gradual, that's up. Long scale with a wide latitude. You can plot it. You can graph it. This is called an H and there's like five different names for this. An H and D curve, a Herder-Drinko curve, a D log E curve. There's about five names for this. I'm sure John will get to it at some point in time. Okay? But this is what it is. So this optical density number on this graph, on this curve, is somewhere between there and there is what you can see. Somewhere between 0.25 and 2.5. This is too dark. This is too light. It has to be somewhere in there.
What's the unit?
It's just a number. They just give it a number, just an optical density number. 0.25, 0.5, 1.5.
So if something has an optical density of 1, what does that mean?
It's
a vertical, right?
And we know that somewhere there.
It just means you can see it.
You can see that, and it's not that dark.
That's your range.
If you had that,
and if you had an optical density of 3, it would just appear black.
It would be so dark that you couldn't see anything.
And that's all you need to know about that?
Yeah. Well, you need to know that this is range.
Yeah.
And you can plot it and graph it and all that stuff.
Those are all
okay. Not that we're going to.
Yeah.
But
just that you can.
And in terms of what's an optical density number, it's this.
We don't need to know those to evaluate the radiographs that we take.
How many dots?
Or we do.
Well, no, not necessarily. But next semester, we have Q&A, we have a lab, you're going to get to take X-rays and use a little densitometer and calculate, write down all these numbers in the plot graph and do that. There's a lab. Yes.
The vertical line that you have there, that's your density, right?
The up and down.
Okay. Yeah. The horizontal. What
this is the exposure. Or it's actually the logarithm of the exposure. Just the more X-ray there is, the darker it gets. So you'll see D log E curve or Herder-Drinko curve, H and E curve. It's all this graph. With this, that you just plotted these numbers on it, and you either get a steep slope or a gradual slope. This means long scale contrast. This means short scale contrast. Not that much room. The room for error is kind of like the latitude. If it were really steep like this, it says this is too dark, and this is too dark, and this is too light. You don't have very much room for error in this picture. Whereas this one, this is too light, this is too dark, and over there, you got lots of room for error to get it to show up. So, kind of goes with this idea of the scale and
contrast in graph. You don't have to do that on purpose. You can. Optical density number. Optical density is how dark it is. Okay? Okay. So, you don't have to memorize that right now, but that's where those numbers could go on a graph. You don't have to do it. Okay, so, one other formula for density. I'll just put this one right here. Another way to figure out density. Maybe I told you this one, maybe not. Density is mass over the distance squared. Density equals mass over distance squared. Have you seen that?
No.
There. Okay, well, there it is. All right. So you're going to get problems. You're going to get lots of problems. And they're going to say, which one has the greatest density? And they give you these techniques. You're going to figure out which one has the greatest density. Okay? So if I have this technique, I have 100 mass, 200 mass, and 150 mass. Which one gives me the greatest density? Which one gives me the darkest X-ray?
300.
This is all the same. They're masses.
No, what?
Color it.
200. Oh, 200.
It's the most. The darkest X-ray. Not 300.
I'm tired.
And I'm all up. 450. Just, if you like adding up things, be my guest. Enjoy yourself. All right. But this one would be darker than these, right?
Right.
Okay. If I said now, this one's at 40 inches, and this one's at 40 inches, and this one's at 40 inches, now which one's the darkest? It's still the same thing, right? See, if the distance didn't change. They're all the same. It's a matter of time, really. Right. But what if I do that? And I do, let's say, this one's bigger. This one's 50. This one's a little bigger. This one's closer. This one's 40. This is really, but it's closest. Now which one's the darkest?
This
is bigger than 100. But it's kind of farther away. This one's in between, but it's kind of in between. Not so easy now, is it? Now it's different. Now it's difficult.
You got it.
Right? You can't quite tell now. Who knows? All right. So, if you had a problem like this, and they probably would give you one like this also. Here's 300. That'd be the biggest. So we'll put that one even farther. We'll put that one 60. Away. I have four of these. And they say, which of these gives you the darkest X-ray? Oh, my God.
100 minutes.
I don't know. Made it up.
You don't know?
All right, so when you get to this problem, there's two ways that you could solve this problem. Right? One way would be, what if all the distances were the same?
Yeah, that's right.
If all the distances were the same, you'd just say, well, 300 is the biggest, right? So what if you used the new mass law and you made all the distances the same?
Yeah.
What?
Way too much work.
I wasn't waiting for that.
That would take longer.
Maybe. All right. So if you wanted to make them all the same, you could, and it doesn't matter which one you make them, you can make pick any one and make all the other ones that one. If you said, okay, I want to make them all 30 inches. If I had 200 mass at 50 and I changed it to 30, I get a new mass that'd be 30 inches. And I'd have a new mass, it would be 30 inches, right? If I had 150 at 40 and I wanted to change it to 30 inches, I'd have a new mass, it would be 30 inches. See, I could make them all 30 inches, and I'd get a new mass, and then I'd have a list of it all be 30, and I could just pick out the biggest one. So I could do the new mass law three times, and I could make them all the same distance, right?
I'm not that ambitious.
All right, well, just see how you could make them all the same. Change this to 30. They're all dirty, and I have four different masses, and I could pick the biggest one, that'd be the dirt. Okay? I could do that. But since I know you all love the new mass law so much, there's got to be another way. Mass over distance squared. Mass over 30 squared, mass over 50 squared, mass over 40 squared, mass over 60 squared, and it'll give you a number, it'll give you a value, a number, whichever one is the biggest number, that's the greatest density. So, either you've got to do mass over distance squared four times, or only do the new mass law three times. Now, the new mass law doesn't sound like that. But people hate the new mass law. I don't know why. They just love this one. I don't know. It's just simpler.
Okay.
It's one or the other. You either got to use this one, or you got to use this one, the new mass law, to find out which one. Because I don't know which one's the darkest. Okay? And if I was really tired, then I'd fix the... I'd do lots of it. And maybe I'd... All right, so do you see what we're doing? Okay, so let's say if I had 100 over 30 squared is 900. 30 squared is 900. So either I got 100 over 900, I've got 200 over 2,500. 2,500. 50 squared.
You got it.
Or 150 over 1600, or 300 over 3600?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what that is. But we'll see.
Plus
0.11. This one's 0.11. Okay, this one is 0.08. That's smaller, right? This one's darker than this one. This number's bigger than this.
One
increases, so you 0.50 divided by 1600. 0.09. That one's still bigger. Or 300 divided by 3600. 0.03. Darkest texture. Greatest density.
Okay, now, is that number is not going to be your optical density?
No. It's just a number.
Which is the darkest of these?
Yes. Or if you had a problem that said which has the least density.
Then it would be.
I don't know how far that went past 80. This was
No.
No?
No. No. That one, that's
hard. I don't know.
It's about 20, but it's right.
So if you had to say which one's the least, this one's smaller than that.
No.
Right? 80 is smaller than 83. This number is smaller than that number. 80 smaller than 83.
Yeah. Okay. In America, it is.
All right. So this would be the least. This would be the lightest extra, right? If they said what's the least density. So the biggest number is the greatest density. The smallest number is the least density. The lightest extra.
But not by much, right?
Not by much, but it is. Okay? I mean, if you had one that was 0.10, it'd be lighter than that, smaller than that. Okay? So we decided this A. A is the darkest. Okay? Got it? So, you could do the new mass law and make these all, change these so the distances are all the same three times. Not that hard. or you're going to do this four times. I don't know which one is better. If you love the new mass law, you can do that one. If you love mass law, it's great to do that one. Pick one. You got to do one or the other. You got to do one or the other. Okay? Good?
Yes.
Does that make sense? Kind of, sort of? Okay. All right. All right. Okay. And I'm going to give you some fun things to do.
Yay!
This is easy. Write that down. 100 times. No, at least once. What is contrast? What? You're done already?
I don't know. I just saved it for the last semester.
Did I give this to you last semester?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Good. In some physics class. Well, write it again, because I don't think you remember.
Make a copy.
That was months ago.
It hasn't changed.
Hmm?
It hasn't changed.
No, it hasn't. I think it's changed. All right, so this should be a review, then.
Right,
yes. Thanks, Sonny. I haven't told you anything other than NASA or Business Square. I mean, it's good. I know all this good fun stuff.
Yeah. Thing on the top sheet.
Yes. All right.
Thank you.
Bless you.
Okay. Now, we can deal with just math, we can deal with distance, IFPDs. And if you have a problem like this, that says, here's 100 mass at 76 kV, and there's 200 mass at 66 kV, and there's 300 mass at 46 kV, now which one is the darkest section?
You mean about 5 inches?
You don't even need it.
Yeah.
Which one's the greatest density?
Which one's the greatest density?
Ricard, because it's KDP is not matter of density. Yeah, that does double density.
Does it matter? Doesn't KB doesn't do anything with density?
No. Oh.
I think it does.
It does.
Oh no, it does.
Does. All right. What if I said this? This is 76. That'd be They're all the same.
Yeah, together.
Now, they're all the same. You just pick the biggest mass, and that's the darkest texture. But if they're not all the same, this is 66, and what did I say? This was 46. Now, what am I going to have to do?
The next formula
is you got to make all the KVs the same.
Right.
If they were all the same, then it wouldn't matter, right?
That's correct.
So how can you only change them?
By 50%.
Ah. So you have to make them the same. You have to make them the same. Or as close as you can get them to be within 50%. So, if you've got one that's 76 and one that's 66 and one that's 46, I would usually take the top one and the bottom one and start kind of working towards the middle until they eventually all get the same in the middle.
What? Subtracting 15% from 76.
Yes.
And increasing the 46 to 15% until you reach the 66 in the middle, basically.
Yes. Or somewhere in the middle.
Right.
Okay. Because 66 may not be in the middle.
Right. But close to it.
So you got to take the high ones and start going down, and take the low ones and start going up until they all get the same in the middle.
Until they meet in the middle.
Until they meet in the middle somewhere. Okay? So you got to do 50%. So, and you can make them all, you can go up and down and make it whatever you want to make them as long as they're all the same. But if you had, let me give you one more number. Let's make this one 150 mass at 66. Okay. Now, what do you want to make them all if there's already two of them that are 66? Wouldn't you want to kind of work your way towards 66? Because two of them are already 66. Would you want to make them all 46? You're going to have to change three of them to get them. You only have to change two to get them to this. Doesn't matter. You can make them anything you want as long as they're all the same. You can only change them by that much. That's the rules. Rules of the game. All right, so do we agree that we want to make them 66?
Yes.
Or close to that?
Yes.
All right, so we got to go down with this.
Yes.
So you've got to go 76 minus 50%. Gives me 65. Can we round up? All right, so if this goes down to 65, right, this is going to go down. 15%, it's going to become 65, right? Right? I mean, 76 minus 15% is 65. That's what it is. Right? Well, when you did that, when you did that, what happened to the density of this picture? Well, then, you're going to have to take that, now you're going to have to double that. To make it stay, to balance it out, to make it stay the same.
Yeah.
So this is going to, if this goes down, this is going to have to go up to 200.
So you got two that are on the table.
Ooh, but they're not.
All right, we changed one.
That's your not 50% difference.
Okay,
they're all
66.
No, next to
46.
46?
Okay.
All right, so one is, so you've got one close. I mean, you're not done. This one's still not done, right? So what are you going to have to do with 46?
Increase 15%.
So 46 plus 50%, that makes it 53. So if this goes up 50%, then this becomes 53.
Yep.
But that made it twice as dark, so you're going to have to take this and cut it in half. So this is going to have to become 150.
But is that even close enough?
I bet you could make it closer than that.
Yeah, you can.
Well, do you need to?
No, you want to go above 66 or below 66.
I want it to be within 15%.
Well, because if you go up one more...
All right, wait a minute. Plus 50% is 61, right?
But if you go up one more, you're
going to be... Okay, so this is going to go up one more time, 50%. Now it's 61, right? Because I did that, I'm going to have to...
I'm going to have to become 75.
Okay. Now, if I go up again, you're saying it's going to be way bigger than that?
Yeah.
No, it's going to be 70.
Yeah.
70.
If you go up one more time, it'll be
70.
Yeah. So technically, that's 4 off, not 5 off. So are you going to pass it, or are you going to...
But look at the difference in mass. You're way off.
Still wrong.
It would still be closer to 66 at 70.
That's what I'm saying.
At 61.
Right. Yeah, that's
so
what I'm
yes.
saying.
So you should do that. You want to get it as close as you can get it to that. Right now it's 5 different, going up 50%. It's only 4 different.
But
it'd be closer.
You're trying to figure out which is the most densest technique, right?
Eventually. But still, I haven't got this KDs all the same yet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but you just manipulated your math so far down that it's got to be obvious, right?
It is obvious at this point, yes.
Maybe in this problem it's obvious, but not always. All right, so let's go up one more time. And it becomes 70. Becomes 70, okay? Because that's closer to this than this.
Yes.
Okay, so this is 70. And because that went up, this has to go down to
37.5.
And now they're all as close as they can possibly be, right? There's nothing I can do changing anything 50% to make those closer than they are. They're the same. They're as close as they can be. Which one's the darkest X-ray?
Second one.
Second one.
Well,
they're the same.
66 and 65?
Have to be 30% difference.
That one would be darker than that one.
Not
optical density number-wise,
66
is higher than 65, and every time it goes up some, it makes it darker, you know. So technically that one, not much. I mean, it couldn't be much closer, but that would be darker than that.
You didn't have to change the third one a third time.